You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. The weather's been lovely. Well, at times it's been lovely. And I have been seeing more wee bees and butterflies about the place, our pollinators. Julie Corey is the Biodiversity Officer with Donegal County Council, and I got talking to her about her job and the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan.
It's a fantastic framework, really, to look at how we can save and help pollinators survive and thrive in Donegal. And we'll be looking at how we do that as ourselves, as a council, and how we can support community groups and tidy town groups and anyone who's interested, really, in helping save bees in their local area.
There's loads of wee things that you can do to just sort of help them along the way.
That's it. There's so much you can do. And I have to say, at the outset, the pollinator, pollinators.ie website's fantastic for anybody who's really interested to find out more. So the pollinator plan's organised really by the National Biodiversity Data Centre, but it's supported by loads of partners, including ourselves as a council. And we hope in the next number of weeks and months coming that residents and people about will see more evidence of us doing more for bees. We're hoping to do some no-mow sites. So that will be areas where we let the natural grass and wildflowers grow, because that's really all the bees need. They literally just need some food and shelter and places to nest.
No-mow May is just around the corner, and I think we're all pretty much well aware of that now. It's just don't cut the grass and let it grow, and if anything, an excuse to keep the lawnmower where it is and save you having to do it. An initiative I was less familiar with, which ran for this month, was surrounding what my house always called the pee the beds.
That's right. So you'll see at the minute the dandelions popping up. not for everybody, but the dandelions are an absolutely amazing little wildflower, a native one. And actually data shows that they're one of the most popular food sources for wild bees. So at the minute in April, there's a lovely Let It Be campaign. Try to encourage people to let the dandelions grow where they can, because without them, actually, our bees, as you say, are just coming out now of hibernation. The queen bee is looking for food to build up stocks to develop and build nest sites. They're a really important part of our ecosystem, I suppose. I know what you mean. We call them the same, or I love picking them and using them as blow clocks as a child. It's all to do with it being a diuretic, actually, and its medicinal properties, which is why they were called that. There's lots more you could research in that. It's a really, really interesting plant. It's just about changing people's mindsets that, you know, we do kind of need to embrace a bit of untidiness here and there, because in that untidy space, we are supporting our wildlife, our biodiversity, and all the neat and tidy approach to our environments around the towns and areas aren't helping the wildlife.
Here's a question I didn't think I'd ever be asking on the radio. Did you know you can tell bees apart by looking at their bums?
And we're not just talking about honeybees here, Donna Marie, that we're talking about all the wild bees. So there's over 100 different species of bee in Ireland. But amongst those, only one's a honeybee. So our interests are beyond that. You know, it's beyond the honeybee to the bumblebees. There's 21 species of bumblebee. There's loads of species of solitary bee. And it's those bees that are doing the important task of pollinating our wild crops. So again, a lovely sort of phrase to use, and I use this in talks when I'm out with community groups or schools, that one third of our wild bees are threatened with extinction, but also one third of the food that we eat is there because of bees. So, you know, we really kind of try to impassion people and get them interested in how they can do their bit. And there's lots of things happening already. And online on the pollinators.ie website, there are so many lovely wee short and easy to watch and easy to follow guides of identifying bumblebees. Now, whilst there's over 20 bumblebee species in Ireland, there's only really 6 or 7 that you'll commonly see. So it's not that hard. For anybody who's interested in finding out how to identify the bumblebees that are in your garden, this is a really good place to start. It takes you through and how to identify them from the colours of the bands. And it's all to do with the colour of their bum as well, Donnery. So there's things like the white-tailed bumblebee, the buff-tailed bumblebee. The Carter is the wee ginger one, which I have a soft spot for. So it's really, really useful to get people's eye on when they're out in their gardens or in the local park to see what bees are actually in front of them. Then the next step then is that they can record these sightings, and that's really valuable information. Data is really important to guide action. So if they can record, or anybody can record the bees that you see, you can use the biodiversity data capture app on your phone, or you can do a thing called a foot count. So it's a flowered insect time count, and you literally, it's the best thing you could do, is stand for 10 minutes on a sunny day and count how many different types of insects you see. You don't need to know what their names are, you just need to know that they're different, and then you record and upload that information onto the pollinator.ie website as well.
Well, there you go. Time has caught up on us, but thank you very much to Julie for taking the time to speak to us. We'll have our tip sheet on our website, on our social media channels, and on ours2protect.ie. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee, and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.